You think I'm playing? Check this out. For some reason, I knew that when I got sick, something was going on spiritually for me. I think I was supposed to be taking myself to the next level. I don't know. A while back, I knew that I was supposed to be helping figure things out. I don't know, maybe like 6 months ago. Anyway, for the first time, I've been able to have dreams again. And, you know, you're very much in tune with spirit when you, you know, fast and when you change. I cut my hair. All that stuff is a transformation, okay? I already know that. I already knew that. But I didn't know it was going to be to the point where I get as sick as that. It's all a transformation. To confirm that, last night I had one of the weirdest freaking dreams. And my dreams are getting weirder and weirder, weirder and weirder. But last night was one of the weirdest. Listen, there is a dead person. It's a dead woman. She's in Coquina Key's tall grasses. I don't know the basics of it, but she's in the tall grasses. It's Coquina Key because it's in Coquina Key because it was at like a marina and all that, and I was trying to leave. I was with a family. The man who killed her is very important. He's a church man. Very popular church man. Now, this very popular church man has been in several of my dreams, okay? And last night, I was at their house chilling with them or whatever not. I wanted to leave, but I couldn't leave. It was just like I could not leave. I kept getting lost. I kept wanting water. I could not leave Coquina Key. I kept going around in circles. There was parties and more circles, and I just couldn't get out of Coquina Key. I even tried calling an Uber, couldn't get a regular address. Oh my God, I was stuck in Coquina Key. One minute, I was in a car with two other women, and one woman was driving a car. I don't know, she blacked out and ran right into the tall grasses. All the way to the point where I woke up and I told her, you driving into the tall grasses, wake up. She woke up, put her foot on the brake, and that woman popped up in the tall grasses. The dead woman popped up in the tall grasses. Her eyes were open. She had lashes on. She had makeup on. She was wearing something blue. And I said, y'all see that? And everybody was like, yeah, but we ain't got time. We ain't finna say nothing about that. And I couldn't understand why. I said to myself, I'm gonna have to tell somebody. Something's not right here. Anyway, after that, it was just more like I'm at a party that I wanna leave in Coquina Key. Now, there's only two people I know who live in Coquina Key. Cameron and Doug and Carlton, so he say. But the man that killed this woman is a church dude. He has a round face. I even seen like a picture of what he looks like. He's on Facebook. I seen him, what he looks like. He's a pastor. He's very popular. And I know this shit is gonna haunt me until I tell somebody. So I'm telling you, golly. And I want to talk to my father because he has a lot to do with a lot of things. It's just crazy, Reese. My world has changed so dramatically. And the stuff that I know, the stuff that goes on, nobody would ever believe me. And I can't get rid of it. I was chosen. I was chosen for this. And Levi knows it. It has just something to do with way back when he was in the military. But he won't come through. He'll only say, "Oh, really?" That's all he'll ever say. He won't admit it. And that's what hurts. That's what hurts a lot, because I know my father knows way more than what he's saying. I know my mother knows way more than what she's saying. And even though with mama won't confess to stuff that she's done, and that hurts a lot. And I'm just supposed to put it behind me and just let it ride. That's not cool. Just be truthful with me. Please. That's all I ever ask. Just be real. Well, I don't have nobody to tell y'all business. I don't want to tell what goes on with y'all. I don't try to tell nobody what goes on. Just that I know. Be real with me, you know? Mama loves money a lot. That she would put me under the bus for money. Insurance claims and stuff like that. Come on, y'all. Really? I sent everybody that message. Do you want me to die or do you want me to live? Everybody answered except my parents. Everybody but my parents answered that question. And that hurt. They would at least be like, "Well, what the hell wrong with her? Why is she asking me stupid ass shit?" But I got nothing. Nothing. They didn't answer at all. It's a lot going on, Reese. That's why now I'm not doing tarot. I'm not doing tarot. I tried to tell y'all I'm not doing tarot. I stopped that shit. But it don't stop them dreams from coming. It don't stop them clairaudient messages from coming. It don't stop that stuff. This is what I'm supposed to do. So I wanted to tell you that because I had to get it out. I have to tell somebody. And I know you may not care, but this is what I'm going through. It hurts a lot. I thank you for healing me. I still need a day to recoup. I'm so glad the headaches are gone. But I need a day to recoup. And this lady gonna come and clean my house tomorrow. Well, that's it. I hope you have a good day. I love you, brother.